Hello boys and girls, welcome to yet another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is the 26th day in the month of December. This is the last Monday in the month of December and also the last Monday in the year 2022. I believe this is also the last public holiday this year. General public holiday, I mean. Today is Boxing Day, and yeah, the whole idea of Boxing Day is to unwrap gifts from loved ones, gifts that you got, and I haven't gotten any gifts. Oh my god, what kind of life is this? But it's fine. My Christmas Day was pretty uneventful. I went to church and came back from church, and I completed one season of a series. And yeah, that was how my Christmas happened yesterday. Oh yeah, I spoke to family as well, and it was nice to hear people's voices. It was nice to listen to my family, the voices of my family members. Like I promised, I would be answering or reading some responses, the responses that some of you gave or sent to me. Some of them were similar, so I'll just bunch all those ones together as one and address that. But the ones that were different, I'll definitely read them out. The first one I'm going to read, I believe I have to do a backstory so that you understand the context. So I think it was early this month on my WhatsApp status, I spoke about how I always have like the full detail of every last episode of the year in my head even before that time comes. But for this year, I've not been able to come to that place where I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Alright, of course I already know that, okay, it's going to be like the last episode for the year. I'm going to do a lot of appreciation stuff like that. But the challenge is this: every time I think about that, I'm always very, very emotional. I don't know why. Like, why am I emotional? No, man, I know why I'm emotional, because this year has been a lot. This year has been a lot. So I said all of that on my WhatsApp status. So this person who sent this made a statement in response to that, and the person said, I honestly don't know who this is anyways, but I said, deep down, I want to listen to you. I want to listen to you cry. See, using punctuation mark, kids. I want to listen to you cry. Your podcasts are amazing, Daniel, and I can never say this to your face because your head will swell. I will always listen to it whenever I have the chance. Keep soaring high. The sky is your limit. Thank you very much, first of all, for always listening to the podcast whenever you have the chance, and for believing that it is amazing. Thank you. It means a lot to me. But see the kind of friends I keep. Someone just wants to listen to me cry. Like, why? Why is that the thing that interests you so much? Of all things, it's just, I want to hear Daniel cry. For those of you who don't know, like, I'm a huge softie. But that's not even the point. A lot of people have said, Daniel, we admire your podcast from afar. Please, public service plea, stop admiring the podcast from afar. Admire the podcast from near. Because the truth is, this words of encouragement, these words of admiration that I hear from people are some of the things that keep me going, that have kept me going, especially this year. The fact that people are like, Daniel, this friend of mine listened to this podcast, this episode, and they loved it. Or I listened to that particular episode and I loved it. Honestly, yeah, it warms my heart. I won't lie to you. It honestly warms my heart. And I do not take it for granted in any way. So please, do not admire the podcast from afar. Come close. This podcast is a very, very inclusive podcast. So you really, really need to come close. Then the next person said, oh, no, this one is not podcast. This is not podcast related. I beg, this is personal. And I think, so here, this is my challenge with this particular one. This is also one of those secret people. Please, all this secret service is not going to help anybody. If you want to say something to Daniel, this person has my number. Say it to my DM and who knows? Who knows? But then someone else said something. Thank you for being an amazing friend to me, even though we just met this year. Cheers to more years of you, Steen Shigi. Inserts evil laughter. On one hand, I think I know who this person is, but because I do not want to be so sure of myself and I'll mention somebody's name, meanwhile it's not that person, I'm just going to say I know who you are. And no, it's not me that's going to see Shigi. It's you. You are you alone. Please count me out of Shigi. I have wrapped up my Shigi scene for 2022 and for life. Next year I'm resting. Alright, so do not even bring Shigi near my way. And yeah, I know I'm an amazing friend. I think it was last week, early last week or upper week, I posted something on my WhatsApp and say, what can I do to be a better friend? And honestly, nobody said anything. I don't know, maybe because people were airing me, or maybe, just maybe, I am best in friendship. You never know, I can like best in friendship. And I was just thinking, maybe this would be like the second masterclass I would be holding. Because the first one is, everybody has always said, Daniel, you need to do a training on consistency. And I'm like, yo, I'm not even serious with consistency at all. Do you get? I'm not. Like, if I were as serious as a lot of people think I am, I won't be where I currently am. But that's just by the way. I'm not even a very, very serious person. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm very, very playful and unserious. But people are like, Daniel, you're a serious person. You have things figured out, sorted. You're very coordinated, my dear. I'm not as coordinated as you think I am. Other responses I got were basically people asking, what's the plan for the podcast next year? Yes, you have done 1 year. 360. Okay, it's not 365 anyways. It's 360. Oof. In one calendar year. So what's the plan for the podcast next year? I would have said, let me just chill to the last day of the year before I say that. But I'll just say a part of it now. From the 1st of January 2023, by God's grace, I would be going on a very, very long break from podcasting. Yes. Reasons being, one, I need the rest. My brain, my mind, my body, and spirit has been so engrossed in the podcast this year that I need time to, I won't say detox, because this is not a toxic thing, but I need time to think about certain things, not for 2023. I mean, I've already started planning. I already know certain things that I'm supposed to do in the coming year. And I think I would keep that till the last episode of the year before I say some things regarding that. But yeah, for the most part, I would be resting in the coming year. I think I might just, even if I'm going to come back to podcasting in the first quarter of 2023, it may just be like once or twice here and there. It won't be as frequent as it has always been. Not as frequent as it was this year, not as frequent as it was last year. Because I need to rest, trust, honestly, like, that's the only thing I can see now at the moment. So, at a point, I think I said it, that I got into the project phase of Zuri. I don't know why. It's not, this one is not even, this time is not even paining me. But I was not able to finish the project phase of Zuri because of my school. Like, as I was going into it, I already knew that that was going to happen. It was an option. Okay, Daniel, you're going to get to the point where you would have to choose school or project phase of Zuri. And honestly, I had to choose my school because. So, I did not complete the project phase of Zuri. But that does not mean I would stop product design. The last time I did not get to the project phase of Zuri, I did not stop product design. I did not stop designing screens on Figma. I continued, and this would not be different. I think this, I would focus. Let me not say anything. Yeah, but honestly, I just felt the need to give that update. Aside all of this, and the one that I do not want to read out because it's a personal message. Yes, everybody says I'm an amazing person. The is for Daniel alone. And yes, I have responded to that message. Shout out to all of you. Send message, send question. If we say Umba, we will not send. Meanwhile, even when the ones that were asking for this thing, well, it's all good. Should be 2022 as Coco ended. Everybody can rest. I honestly cannot wait for the year to end. It's 5 more days to the end of 2022. This year has been beautiful. And I'm looking forward to the remaining episodes of the year. The remaining 5 episodes. I'm also looking forward to the remaining days of the year. And seeing what we can do before the year ends as a podcast, as a community, as a family. Because the truth is, we're all in this together. Yeah. Yes, we're all in this together. And I got you. You got me. And you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.